Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. Isaac Bruce, Go Jacket guy, golden one. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Doc? I'm well and I'm blessed, man. And speaking of gold jackets, I'm thinking about getting me a Silver Rights looking gold jacket one of these days, man. You know, when I give some of these powerful speeches, man. I've been to the mountaintop, Doc, and I've seen the promised land.
I may not get there with you, but I've seen the promised land. Hey, speaking of the promised land, though, brother, Cam Akers, he's close, this close to seeing the NFL land as far as competing again, man. Big news as far as the Rams is concerned. They made the announcement, I guess, a day ago, because you texted me, Doc, you seen this? I was like, yeah, I just saw it. The LA Rams putting Cam Akers, the former Florida State star, putting him on the non-football injury list. He's returning, taking him off the non-football injury list, which means he can practice. That means he can come back at some point, but they got to activate him within 21 days. Now, we know Cam Akers, starting running back, tore his Achilles 5 months ago. They thought he was going to be out for the season, but Isaac, when the Rams make this designation and said he's been cleared to return. Hey, what was your first reaction, man? Because Achilles is serious. And to come back 5 months later, hey, bro, that's saying a lot. But I have some thoughts on that. What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, definitely. I got some thoughts on it, Doc. You know what? When I saw it, I was, first of all, amazed. I was excited. I was happy for Cam. Immediately, I said, I started to give God some praise, man, because, you know, he's the only healer. I mean, he gave us this body and put it on the inside of us, the ability to heal itself. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 139. For I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. And many times in even in athletics, Doc, you know, we get I don't want to say brainwashed, but we get terms for injuries. So an Achilles injury is supposed to be 9 months. ACLs are supposed to be 6 months. But at the same time, that's affecting your thinking. So you start to think, okay, I won't be back until this point. But what if we start changing our mindsets towards injuries and saying, listen, you know, once upon a time, I read somewhere where, you know, a rod was placed in a box and overnight it had fruit bear on it. It had almonds come out on it. It had shoots come out on it. And that was overnight. So if we can start to change our mindset, and another person that's part of this this amazement, you know, Cam Akers coming back has to be Reggie Scott, the team trainer, because those guys are so important because they keep the spirits up, especially when a guy first gets injured. You know, there's a temptation to go into this load of depression or lull, thinking that you'll never get back or never be the person that you were. So those guys right there are important to really start to set the mindset of the player that they're helping to return to the field and to be able to come back in 5 months. Doc, I hope it sets the precedent, not only for everybody that's on the Los Angeles Rams, but everyone else that's around that happens to be athletic, that have to be, you know, a weekend warrior, guys who may get injured. You know, let's just change the date. Let's start changing our own date and start setting our own dates. I also texted you yesterday, man. Faith tells time what to do. And we were never designed to be a slave to time, but time is to be our slaves.
All praises to the Most High. You are correct, man. And right now, just the scene that Cam Akers is available to return. And like I said, they say they have 21 days to bring him back. And I'm quite certain what the Rams are going to do, because Sean McVay said they're not going to rush him back, because I think somebody said that he was at practice and Sean McVay was like, no, he ain't been at practice. He's just been cleared for return. But if I was the Rams, which I'm thinking they're going to do, You slow him back over the next 3 weeks, man. And the first time he plays, because right now we're 10-4 tied for first place in the NFC West. If he plays this season, which he probably will, the first time he plays for me will be in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? I give him these whole 3 weeks to get acclimated, get back to running, put the pads on. They ain't going to be hitting or whatever. Even if they might not even be practicing, like physically practicing too much because of everything that's going on. But that's what I would do with the Rams. But I also know as far as Cam Akers concerned, now the body says I'm ready. But you still got to get over that mental, man, that mental, because you know how it feels to get hurt. So anything you feel, Isaac, you know what it is. Anything you feel in that area that was hurt or that's healing, even if a damn mosquito bite it, you're going to be looking at it and paying attention to it because you don't want it to happen again.
Well, I tell you what, Doc, Psalms 142:7 says, bring my soul out of prison.
Yes, sir.
Bringing your soul out of prison, that's part of your decision making. That's part of the way you feel from a mental standpoint. And here's the thing. I think it's going to be important for Cam Akers to get some live action before he actually gets live action on a Sunday or on a Monday. So if I'm Sean McVay, I make 907 live for at least 5 plays. It's going to be live. We're not going to be thudding. When Cam Akers gets in here, I'm going to let him know the deal. Listen, bro, I got to get you right, you know, because your body's going to follow your mind. So I want to get you some live contact in this 907 just to get your instincts kicking in. It's right now, it's the born identity, Doc. He know he has it on the inside of him, but now we got to force it out of him, or he has to allow it to come out of him. So a couple of live 907s, some hard thuds, I think it will get Cam ready and acclimated to start to be the player that he was turning into, Doc, because I think, you know, before the injury, man, he was starting to be one of those guys that can be a three-down back, run it for 2 downs, and then third down, stay in, pass protect, and catch the screens and dominate that from that standpoint. So he was on an ascension before this Achilles injury, and I hope this guy come back better than what he was before, man.
I do too, man, because we know, you know, those Achilles injuries are serious, and people to say, well, you lose some explosiveness after an Achilles injury or something like that. But it's like you, if you put that in your mind, your body is going to be like, well, okay, then we're going to lose some explosiveness. But if you say, no, we come back even more explosive. The body was like, okay, cool. Let's come back even more explosive. And the good thing is that Rams running back group been getting a little bit more carries over the last couple of weeks. Even though Darrell Henderson Jr. haven't been playing, he just got back. But Sony Michel been straight toting that rock, man, and giving us that toughness. And with Cam coming back, if you can get them three dudes together, man, and have a nice little unit, you know, all is good. So I just want to salute Cam Akers, bro, because it takes a lot of hard work, man, not only physically, but mentally, not only physically and mentally, but emotionally, to overcome this and to push through and get yourself to a position where you are able to play just a couple of months after having such an injury as such, bro. So we got to get some love and some, a lot of love, and a big salute to Cam Akers as well.
Hey, Doc, one of my favorite sayings is that my faith overcomes whatever tries to overcome me. So, I mean, this is a perfect example, man. I love to see stories like this, guys who persevere, hard work, and then come back, you know, before a lot of people, you know, really designated them to come back. And like we mentioned earlier, Cam was very well on his way to being one of those dominant players in the National Football League, particularly in our division, man. He's a guy that we need. He started showing up, particularly that game versus New Orleans, when he had that true breakout game for over 150 plus yards rushing and just doing everything that Sean McVay asked him to do. So I'm sure he's hungry, Doc. He's been a football player probably since he's been 6 years old. Now, this is probably his first time really missing significant time from the football field. So to have this guy back in the fold, man, I'm sure he's ready. We're probably going to have to – he's going to become a whoa guy right now. Those are the type guys that you love. There's a sick'em guy and a whoa guy. And right now, we're going to have to slow him down as best we can to make sure we get him back in the flow and make sure he's flowing and be that number three. Because he ain't rocked that number three like he wanted to rock that number three before he left. Is he number three or –
No,
because
no.
He changed his number, correct?
He was, I think he was 23. I just saw a commercial with Eric Dixon, a promo threw him a jersey. I think it is number three, yeah. Correct us if we're wrong, but
Odell,
I think we're right.
Odell Beckham are number three now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. He might have to, who's wearing number two? Robert Woods. Robert Woods is number two. So we got to find out what number this guy's rocking, man, because I believe he was trying to rock that number three.
23.
Which would look real. 23? He was wearing 23 as a rookie, correct?
I know. I think he's still in it because I see that they're still selling 23s.
Really? I thought he switched his number. No, when everybody got an opportunity to switch his number, I thought he switched to number three.
It says, I'm reading Cam Akers was thrilled to change his jersey number to three this year after the NFL approved the new rule, but he held off on it. Now it's been snatched up. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah,
has been snatched up.
He's been outranked.
Yeah, he's been out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So let me see. Yeah, they were selling the number threes online because he was wearing the number three in practice. But they said Akers will once again be wearing number 23. Yeah, because we hadn't seen him this year. You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
yeah, they're 23, man. Okay. You know, they still selling it, but yeah. But you said it right, bro. You know, he had a couple of great games. He was showing the potential to be a Pro Bowl player eventually. And speaking of Pro Bowl players, the Pro Bowl finally was announced. I'm kind of shocked we only got four players. But, of course, the ones we did get, Aaron Donald, 8th straight Pro Bowl, Cooper Kupp, first time the NFL, Los Angeles Rams, single season receptions leader, as far as catches. Good luck. Congratulations, Cooper. Jalen Ramsey, his 5th straight selection. And Matt Gay getting his first selection. But we don't see a kick. Well, kickers make the damn team anyway, man. You know what I'm saying? They own the team, ain't it? I ain't got to show them no love. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, bro. But, hey, now those four players, those four Rams are very, very deserving. But I'm kind of shocked that Andrew Whitworth ain't getting no love, for one, I guess because as well as we be playing. But extremely shocked that, you know, Matthew Stafford didn't make it because he's quarterbacking one of the best teams in the NFL. Am I correct? Right? And we're playing well. But you also got Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And I think Kyler Murray may have got that other spot. So, you know, he's also quarterbacking one of the best teams in the NFL. Yeah. So, you know, those four selections, salute. But are you surprised by the Rams who did not make it?
Well, I tell you what, there's always a lot of surprise to go around when you talk Pro Bowl. I mean, particularly when you have the Indianapolis Colts have 7 players to make the Pro Bowl. And their team that's, you know, probably out of the pack, probably still fighting to get into the playoffs. So, I mean, it's some shock and it's some amazement, but when you have a guy like Stafford, who's played as well as he has this year, he's probably second in the league as far as touchdown passes thrown behind Tom Brady. It's amazing that a guy like that, who's in one of the bigger media markets, doing and leading one of the most famous teams right now, the Los Angeles Rams, in the quarterback position, not make that team, and particularly over Kyler Murray. I mean, Kyler Murray did have he was having an awesome season up to the point where he got injured with his ankle coming back, and he's kind of really tailed off a little bit. But, you know, Matthew Stafford, he's been pretty steady throughout this season. You know, he's played every game. He's been there for his team. And it's always iffy with this Pro Bowl thing, man. You know, for Andrew Whitworth to be as playing as well as he's playing, I think he's a guy that's probably only had, two or three holding calls all year long, Doc, in a physical game. Where it's a passing league and you're trying to get the ball down the field all the time. And these pass rushers are paid to get to the quarterback. So it's always shocking and surprising, but big salute to the Cooper Kupps, Jalen Ramsey, Mr. Aaron Donald, Lil God, and Mr. Gate for making the Pro Bowl, man. It's, you know, I think a lot more players on our team should be making the Pro Bowl. It'll be interesting to see who makes it as an alternative guy on that team. But probably two more Rams should have made the team as far as I'm concerned, but congratulations to everybody that's going to be playing in Las Vegas this year.
Yeah, man. And I'm going over the Pro Bowl roster real quick for the NFC, damn the AFC. But you're right. The Colts was 7. I'm like, maybe they made it because they on Hard Knocks, man. You know, in season Hard Knocks. Yeah. It's the first time they had an in season Hard Knocks on HBO. It's the Colts.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, maybe that's why. Cause y'all seeing them on, I don't know, but anyway, NFC roster, the quarterbacks, like we said, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Kyler Murray. Running backs, Dalvin Cook, Minnesota Vikings. Hey, might not see him We play the Vikings this week, but may not see him. He's been put on that COVID protocol list. James Conner from Arizona, which, you know, hey, okay, you know, I was wondering, you know, he runs tough. I was wondering because I thought he was still at Pittsburgh, but you know what I'm saying? But yeah, he's been with Arizona. He's been running hard. Alvin Kamara, the wide receivers, Cooper Kupp. Yeah, I know Alvin. I know. I'm like, yeah. Why are you shaking head with Alvin, bro? Because
he's missed significant time this year. Yeah. He probably missed four games in a row, and for a guy to make it like that, man, it's probably off what he's done in the past that he makes it this year. You know what I'm saying? That type thing.
Name recognition, because you know a lot of times name recognition will get you and your history will get you in the Pro Bowl, even if you don't deserve to be there. Because, I remember in 95, it was a group of wide receivers made it. And one didn't make it for sure. He had almost 1,800 receiving yards. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was kind of
I had kicked the door open that year. You know, did. They'd expect me to jump on the scene like that. But, that year of the wide receiver, that's what I call it, 1995, the year of the wide receiver. But, you know, I was first alternate. So I was a first alternate. And made my first all-pro team that year before I actually made the Pro Bowl. So, figure.
That was madness, bro. That was mad. Yeah. I ain't going to say it to call the damn year the wide receiver. To me, you my brother, so that was the year of the Bushy. Y'all Bushy. I don't want to hear that. But anyway, here go the receivers. Cooper Kupp, salute. Devontae Adams. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Justin Jefferson, Minnesota Vikings. Debo Samuel. Yeah, Debo. I didn't see him. He just Debo cats. Tight end, George Kittle. Kyle Pitts. Okay, I agree with that. Pitts, the rookie.
Nice.
Yeah, man. For real, from Florida, but the Atlanta Falcons. Offensive tackle as well. You know, Whitworth got kicked up. But Trent Williams been balling. Tristan Ward, worse. He plays for the Buccaneers. And Tyron Smith. Name record. You know, Tyron puts in work. Yeah, but I think it's because of his history, his resume. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's a name. The Cowboys. And because, well, I ain't going to even lie. I often say they're running game, but now that Memphis Tiger, Tony Pollard, been toting that thing. Toting that rock, man. Offensive guard, Zach Martin for the Cowboys. Brandon Scherf. Ali Marpet. The centers, Jason Kelsey, Ryan Jensen from the Bucks. And the kicker, the fullback, Kyle Juszczyk from San Francisco. They still got fullbacks, bro. I didn't know they stumped. Yeah, the 49ers do that. And on defense, got Nick Bosa from 49ers, Brian Burns, Cameron Jordan. Okay. AD is along with Jonathan Allen, Kenny Clark, outside, Chandler Jones, Robert Quinn. Hey, the former Ram, Robert Quinn, then Shaquille Barrett. Robert Quinn been balling for the Bears. Even though the Bears sorry as hell under Matt Nagy, he been putting in work, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. He's still getting after the quarterback, man, at a very high level. So, him being matched with Khalil Mack, man, they formed that 1-2 combination, man, that can cause havoc on quarterbacks.
Yeah, they can cause havoc, but Khalil Mack didn't make the Pro Bowl, man. He's been kind of quiet this year, very quiet. Inside middle linebacker, Michael Parsons, the Cowboy. Hey, that young Roy be all over the damn place. That dude is a monster out there. Bobby Wagner for Seattle. Cornerback, Trevon Diggs. Yeah, Trevon, hey, bro, that little young, hey, he been snatching, especially the first part of the season, he was snatching picks. It seemed like every game, Ice.
Well, he's definitely a ball hawk, man. Stephon Diggs, younger brother. And at some point, you know, I think teams around the league gonna have to say we're gonna stop throwing it towards him. Now, Doc, you mentioned Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Now, what an outstanding season this young guy is having, Doc. I mean, from all over, wherever they line him up on defense, he's making an impact for the Dallas Cowboys all over the place. Now, he's up for a lot of awards. Number one being just the overall MVP of the league, that being one, defensive player of the year. And rookie of the year. He's up for all of those things. Now, there hasn't been one player since Khalil Mack that has made all pro in multiple positions. I think he may be that next guy to do that exact same thing at the defensive end position and at the linebacker position. So he's just been playing that well, man.
Yeah, and I know this Ramblers, we talk about the LA Rams, but we have to ramble about young Royals and players who just absolutely destroying cats. And this young, he might play for the Cowboys, but that young Royal is a baller. That's why they told Jalen Smith, you can roll, bro. We can get, because when this young fella came in, he just is taking over, man. That defensive backfield, we got Jalen Ramsey joined by Trevon Diggs, Darius Slay, Marshawn Lattimore. Free safety, we got Quandre Diggs. from Seattle. Damn, is he related to Stephon and Trevon too? Quiet, look that up, man. Strong safety, Buda Baker, Buda from Arizona, Harrison Smith for the Vikings. And come on, man, long snappers make it. Come on, dog. Come on, bro. Who going?
Hey, somebody got snapped. Somebody got snapped the ball in the Pro Bowl, man.
Bro, you don't rush punters and stuff in the Pro Bowl, bro. Just turn around and throw it to him. Just throw around and, you know what I'm saying? Or just don't punt it. Because
it's got to look all in order, man, when you get over there, man. It's got to look like we practiced a little bit, man, when you get there. You know,
man, that's a violent.
You can't be drinking Mai Tais.
Yeah, I mean, you know they do that anyway. Drink Mai Tais and all other kinds of things. Be like, oh, yeah, we do have a game, though. Castanari betted their little Pro Bowl checks anyway, but that's another conversation. Long snapper Josh Harris from Atlanta. And the punter, Brian Anger from Cowboys, man. Those positions we can do without in the Pro Bowl. But whatever, man. But, you know, anyway, our Rams got the Vikings, man, coming up. You know, what you thinking, bro? We got to have it. What you thinking, bro?
Another big game, man. They took a blow with Dalvin Cook not being available due to protocols of the COVID, man. So they're going to have to regroup. I think it's another opportunity for their young backup running back to show the Vikings what he can do. And Matthew Stafford, man, he's pretty familiar with this Vikings team, man. He's coming from that division, going up against Mike Zimmerman, you know, the past couple of years, I mean, since he's been there. So there's some familiarity between those two. And I think Matthew Stafford coming in, leading the Los Angeles Rams into this game, man, I think it makes us a little bit more comfortable because, you know, he's familiar with this team, familiar with this defense. And hopefully that experience kind of puts us over the top this Sunday.
Yeah, man, and it can also help put us over the top if Dalvin Cook isn't available to play, man. He's played 11 of the 14 possible games this season. He got just over 1,000 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns. His third straight season over 1,000 yards. So we know he can ball out, man. So if they don't have him, our chances of winning the ball game greatly increases, which we should win the game anyway because they 7-7. We 10-4. But we on the road, but that NFL team, and like you say, bro, all they players are what? On scholarship, just like
on scholarship too. That's right.
yeah, but we looking forward to it, man. But once again, Cam Akers, salute to you, young royal. I wish you all the best, all the blessings of the Most High God, man. And I know you're going to be okay. You worked your butt off. But Isaac, anything else you want to add, man, before we get up out of here, bro? I see you at the gym, man. You got work to do.
Yeah, man. Doc, listen, as we celebrate this dedication, Feast of Lights, man, I want to say this. I'm a little disappointed at the Hawaii Rainbows, man. I mean, our Memphis Tigers are currently out in Hawaii. They've been there for a while. I'm not too sad for them because it's a great experience, great trip for the team. There's a lot of guys that probably grew up in the South. That's probably never been west, as far west as they are right now. And to be spending as much time as they are in Hawaii right now. And just enjoying a luau, maybe drinking a couple of Mai Tais and just enjoying each other's company. But unfortunately, man, they won't be playing a football game today, man. So I'm a little sad about that, but happy for the team. I hope they enjoyed the experience. Travel safe coming back. And I don't know, do we bring the Hawaii trophy back home with us from a forfeit because the Hawaii Rainbows aren't available?
What you think? Hell no.
I
because
say, yeah.
Yes. I know. That's the right thing to do, but it's the Hawaii Bowl, which Hawaii always plays in. So they like, no, we ain't going to act like we lost the game. We didn't play the game. So let's not get them. But you got to give them something, bro, because you know how them bowls go. You go to a bowl, but the school has to pay for a lot of that, and you're required to sell a certain amount of tickets. So our University of Memphis Tigers were a lot of money sending people all across in the middle of the ocean only for them to say we can't play a couple of days before the game. So, but the young Royals, they have had fun, but you still want to play, man, because they hasn't had to practice for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, bro. You know how that is now, dog. Come on, what? Like, come on, man. Let us play a blue-gray game, you know, right. in the same time slot on TV or something. But, yeah, I'm with you, bro. So, hey, man, y'all have a safe trip. Hopefully y'all have fun, and it is disappointing, but. This episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday was not disappointing because Isaac with the great insight, Doc Holliday with the great insight, and we just have fun bringing y'all this, man. And appreciate it again. Like I think we celebrated our 100th episode a couple of weeks ago. We didn't really acknowledge it. Should have, man. So, you know, all praises to the Most High. Me and Isaac still doing this thing.
We're going
to
praise the Lord.
Continue to do these things, but you all continue to subscribe, download, like it, and share as we continue to grow. We're looking forward to it. But that's going to do it for this episode. Until next week, God willing, we out.